Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Yeah, is there any problem, ma'am? If you have any problem, tell me, please. Is there any
It's
problem?
very unusual for Telstra to ask you to open your computer.
Well, let me tell you, I told you our engineers are working in your local exchange office near Seville. That is the reason I called you. And also, ma'am, if you have any trust issue, I have already given you your Telstra customer ID number. You can check that ID number. If you see that ID will matches down, then only talk to me. Otherwise, don't talk to me. All right, I know you are a customer. You have a lot of question on your mind, but this is not like that. All right, I'm not looking for your any information, ma'am. I'm just working. I need to check the speed, what are the speed you are getting, so that I can make a report. All right. You can see each and everything what we are doing here. Okay? Your Google is open?
Not yet.
Okay. I told you, ma'am, your internet speed is very poor. That is the reason why we are activating a security is not started working. By the way, ma'am, do you have any idea, like, from how long are you facing these problems?
Always been slow.
And you never complained about it, ma'am, to your local operator or.
No.
Okay, all right. For your kind information, ma'am, like, in your locality, you lived in Warburton Highway, right? In your area, madam, a lot of customers are facing this problem, not only you. And I have already given you your customer ID number, and I would like to request you, ma'am, please keep this customer ID with you. Do not share this customer ID to anyone or over the telephone because this is a very unique code of your router. Okay? Yep. And keep it on your mind, ma'am. Whenever you are going to receive any calls regarding your internet or your computer problem, you don't have to give this information. All the time you have to ask about it, that do you know what my customer ID is? If they're really calling you from Telstra, then 100% they're going to provide these details to you.
Oh, don't worry, I'll check it.
Okay, all right. Now your Google is open, ma'am. Okay, once it will be open, ma'am, you need to type in the Google search Telstra speed test.
Okay.
Did you search for it? And when you search for it, what are the options come up?
Okay, so check internet speed here compared to plans and providers.
Yeah, you need to search for it, and when you search for it, you will get an option where there is speed test Telstra. Can you see that? Speed test Telstra.
Oh, just one minute.
Okay.
No, don't say. Just speed test.
What are the options can you see, ma'am?
It's got choose your address, NBN test, internet plans, best internet plans, NBN plans and prices. I haven't got anything that says Telstra.
Telstra speed test, ma'am. You need to search in the Google, Telstra speed test.
Yes, sir, and it's come up with, check your internet speed here, compare plans and provider. Okay.
Okay. Below that, ma'am, you will get an option over there, speed test Telstra. Try to scroll it down. Scroll it down, ma'am.
Yes, I am scrolling it down.
Okay.
No, I cannot see it.
You cannot see it?
So no, I've got the Telstra one.
Have a look at the very top. At the very top, what are the options? The first option, have you got?
Oh, it's got check your internet speed here, compare plans and provider. I typed in Google speed test.
No, you need to type in there Telstra speed test. Not only speed test, ma'am. Telstra speed test. I go there, Telstra speed test.
Okay.
Yeah, then you can search for it, ma'am. When you search for it, you will get an option over there, speed test Telstra. Right?
Okay, yes.
Right. Okay. Select that one. Click on speed test Telstra so that you can go to our official website from where you can measure the speed of your broadband. And once you click on it, ma'am, what do you see after that?
It's still going, speed test Telstra. It's still loading, sorry.
Okay, all right. Let it be load, ma'am. I know your internet is working slow. If you don't mind, ma'am, can I ask you basically what do you do over the internet?
Send email, do a bit of homework from the elderly, my elderly carer. Okay, says go.
Yeah, click on go. And when you click on go, you will get three options on it, ping, download, and upload. You need to tell me one by one what are the ping speed you are getting, what are the download, and what are the upload speed you are getting.
The ping is 25
millisecond, right? MS.
Yeah. And the download is 19.1. The upload is, hold on. Still going.
Okay.
The upload's 3.5. So your speed test was 19.1 Mbps.
Mm-hmm. Download.
Download speed, and the upload was 3.3.
Just 3.3 Mbps, right?
Yeah. So what is it supposed to be?
Hold on, let me just check from my side. Just hold on. Well, I can see in my system, ma'am, the download and the upload speed which you are supposed to get, that is 80 Mbps, 80 megabytes per second, the download and upload. But right now, the download speed which you are getting, that is 90 Mbps, and the upload is very poor. You are getting less than 5 Mbps. Might be, ma'am, some of your router major services are not working, your major router services. I need to check those services as well, why it is not working. You can do one thing, you can close this page, close it.
Yep.
And come back to your home screen where you can see all of your icons. come to your home screen, ma'am.
Yes.
And after that, you can do one thing. Have a look on your computer screen at the extreme left-hand side bottom corner. What do you see? Left-hand side, extremely bottom.
Across the windows.
Yeah, and just right next to the window. Right next to
Internet Explorer.
You can do one thing. You can click on the window. Click on the start window.
Yes.
And when you click on it, at the very bottom, you will get an option over there. Type here to search. Can you see that?
Yes.
You need to type in there system. S-Y-S-T-E-M, system.
Yes.
And when you have type system, what are the options come up?
Just the configuration.
Yes. Yes, click on system configuration. And when you click on it, you will get a system configuration window. In that window, at the very top, you will get some option over there, like general, boot, services, startup, and tools.
Okay.
Got it?
No, it hasn't actually. Yes, it has. Yes. Now, what do you want?
You need to click on the services tab, ma'am. Services. And when you click on the services, you will get four columns on it. Service, where you can see all of your major services and securities name. Manufacturer, which is Microsoft Corporation, and status. You need to tell me the status only. All the services are running or some of them are getting stopped? Third column. You will see in the third column, status.
Oh, yes.
Got it?
Yes, yes. It's got the window audio is running.
Which one is not running?
The ActiveX installer.
ActiveX installer, okay. And apart from this?
The Bill... is it Bill Lock Drive Encryption Service?
That is also not working?
Yes.
Okay, and apart from this?
And Bluetooth hands-free service, I don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
Certificate... Procreation,
mm-hmm.
And the Microsoft Corporation. The Microsoft Corporation's a Bluetooth. I don't need them.
Okay,
I don't know whether I need the certificate procreation.
No, that is your router services, ma'am. Let me tell you, ma'am, these are the major services of your internet router which are not working. They are getting stopped by the hacker. Actually, the thing is that, ma'am, from last 2 days, somehow the hacker, they have got your IP address. Do you know what is the meaning of IP address?
All right, so what do you want me to do?
Let me tell you, ma'am, IP address means, ma'am, internet protocol. Somehow the hacker, they have got your internet IP address. Through your IP address, they are trying to sneak inside in your router. And whatever the major services you are having, they are trying to stop all the major services so that they can easily get the access of your internet. And if you scroll down the page, ma'am, slowly, if you scroll it down, you will see there is a lot of services, more than 200 services. And according to my reports, I can see in my system almost 62% of your router major services are not working. They are getting stopped by the hacker. So what we need to do is, ma'am, we need to go ahead and start all the other services which are getting stopped by the hacker so that in future you're not going to face this kind of problems anymore. Okay?
Okay.
You can do one thing, ma'am. You can close this system configuration. Close it.
Yes.
And come back to your home screen again. Close it. And once again, on the left-hand side bottom corner where you can see a window, you can click on the window.
Yes.
And after that, you can type in there, run, R-U-N, run. Then press enter and let me know what come up. convert.
Nah, hold on.
Okay, first of all, click on the window, and when you click on the window, at the very bottom, you will get an option over there, type here to search.
Yes.
You can type
all
in there.
Right, so you've got the program, or documents?
You will get a run program, right? Run box.
Yes.
In the run box,
run time, or just the run?
Run, only run, ma'am. Open the run.
Okay. All right.
And
so type in the name of the program's folder documents of your internet resource, and Windows will open for you.
Yes, yes. In that box, ma'am, can you see there is a white little open panel where you can type and open something?
Yes.
Yeah, if something is written on it or it's blank?
Yes, it's got Google. www.google.com.
Make that panel empty, please. Make it empty. Make it empty, and you can type in there www.
Yes.
Telstra support. All should be in one word, okay? Telstra support. Then number 0, number 1.
Yes.
Then give a dot.
Yes.
Then W for whiskey. After that, E for England.
Yes.
E for England.
Why E for England?
E for echo as well, ma'am.
Oh,
e
I see. Yes. E. Yes.
Yeah, then E for echo again.
Yes.
Then B for Bravo. B for Bravo.
B.
Yeah, then L for Lima.
Yes.
Y for Yankee.
Yes.
Then .com. What do you have typed, ma'am? Could you please read it back to me once?
Okay, I've got www.telstra.support01.webly.com.
Yes, after Telstra support, there should be 01, not 01, 01, right? It's 0, number 0.
I've got
support
01. Okay. www.webly.com.
Yes, right, ma'am. And all should be in one word. There is no spaces or no gaps, all right? Then after you can click on OK, you will get our Telstra support web page on your screen. Click on OK.
Well, I've got there's a gap between support and O.
No gap, ma'am. All should be in one word. No gap.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
And I'll press OK.
Yes, yes. Press OK. You will get our Telstra support web page on your screen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I can't reach this page. Did you mean Telstra?
You made a mistake. You made a mistake. No problem, ma'am. Do it one more time. You can do one thing. Close it. Close this page.
Okay.
And once again, click on the start.
Yes.
And type run.
Okay.
And what come up after that?
Run, the program's run.
Yeah, open the run app. Open the run app.
Yes, yes.
And in the open box, ma'am, what is written over there? Could you please spell it for me?
Okay. Is it double P? Because I put one P.
Oh, there should be double P. In the support, ma'am, there should be double P. SUPPORT.
Okay.
Now, try to open this time.
Mistake.
Okay, no problem. This time, close it, ma'am. Close it.
Going to run?
You're going to run and open the run and spell it for me, ma'am. Whatever you have written, spell it for me.
Okay. www.telsa.com. T-R-A?
Yes.
Support. S-U-P-P-O-R-T?
Yes.
Then I've got O-1?
01.
01. Dot W-E-E-B, B for bottle, L-Y, dot com.
Yeah, and there is no spaces between Telstra and support. Telstra support is in one word.
Oh, all right then.
Okay, all right.
That's what I did wrong.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, try
to try that again.
Yep, try to open that.
If it's going home, it's got Telstra in big letters.
Yes. Yeah.
We will connect it to the Telstra Secure server.
Right, right. And below that, ma'am, you will see all of our telecom partners' name as well, like Optus, Vocus, TPG. All these other companies work under Telstra. And below that, ma'am, you will see welcome to Telstra support team, right?
Yes.
Over there, you will get three options on it. Click to connect server 1, click to connect server 2, and click to connect server 3, right?
Yes.
First of all, let me ask you, how old is your computer? Is this one which you are using?
I'm not too sure.
More than 5 or less than 5?
Could be 5.
Okay, then you can click on the first one, ma'am. Click on click to connect server 1.
Okay. Yeah. I want to update it to, and I need to update it to 10 or 11. Okay, I've connected, I've clicked it.
Yeah, click on click to connect server 1, and when you click on it, what come up after that, ma'am?
Any desk?
Hey, pardon?
What are the... Any desk.
No. Click on it, ma'am. Click on it.
Yes.
Click on it and open it.
Yes.
And when you open it, ma'am, what come up on your screen?
Any desk?
Mm-hmm.
In red, you mean?
Yes. Open it. Open the any desk.
Your address, you're invited to what's new.
Yeah, congratulations.
Any desk?
Where you can see your address, over there you will see there is a 9-digit number.
It says learn more address, Yes.
Can you see there is a 9-digit number? Congratulations, ma'am. It means our Telstra Secure Server generate a new server ID for you. That is our Telstra server ID. Tell me the number which you can see.
336-564-494.
I think, ma'am, it should be 336-564-494.
Yes, that's correct.
Right, and where you can see this number, just beside this number, you will see there is a little lock symbol. Click on the lock symbol.
Yep.
And when you click on the lock symbol, it will ask you for the password.
Oh, right. Now, you can't see that, can you?
No, no. It will ask you for the password, right?
Do I make a password up?
No, no. I'm going to give it to you, our Telstra server password.
Oh.
You can type
the
password in a small letter, Telstra 123. In a small letter, Telstra 123. All should be in one word, no spaces.
Yes, got it.
And below that, it will ask you to confirm password. You can type the password again in confirm password box.
Yes.
Then below that, you will get an option over there, apply.
Since the password doesn't match.
Oh, you made a mistake. Do it very let's start from the beginning, ma'am, all right? Delete all the password and start from the beginning.
Do the password again.
Yeah, do the password again. Make both box empty and let's start from the beginning.
Okay. Confirm it?
Yeah, type in the confirm box.
Okay.
Then
it's apply, yeah.
Yeah, the password is saved, right?
Yes.
Yeah, then click on apply after that, ma'am.
So it says interactive access.
Interactive access. Okay, all right.
And security. And user interface settings.
Oh, your settings come up. All right, okay. You can do one thing. Till the time, ma'am, don't touch anything. Our service is checking the security. You can write down the password in a paper, okay? Telstra 123. Write your server password. So write it down so that you never forget this.
Yes.
All right. Okay. All right. Now hold on. Let me check. If you see any changes on your screen, ma'am, let me know, okay?
All right. Windows 5 all.
Yes.
And then it's gone Amy Desk.
Uh-huh.
We've gone back to Windows Security Alert.
Okay, like firewall is going to block some features,
yes,
right?
Yes,
yeah, click on allow.
Yes.
Right. Congratulations, ma'am. Means our allow service.
Yes.
Yeah, click on allow.
Yes.
Allow. And after clicking on allow, what do you see after that, ma'am?
It's gone back. It's got two little arrows on the bottom. I like it.
Okay.
Two little, a diamond and two little arrows.
Oh, that is the AnyDesk applications. You can do one thing. You can minimize this AnyDesk, ma'am. Click on the minus sign and minimize it.
Yes.
And after minimizing it, ma'am, what's come up on your screen?
Oh, that's the interact settings. And user
face. Minimize it, ma'am. Click on the minus sign and minimize it.
All right. Then you've got all these application tools.
And
it's AnyDesk.net.
Or you can close close it, ma'am. Close this page.
Okay. Then it's got the two connectors, the three connective services.
You can close this. What do you see on your screen, ma'am?
It says, welcome to Telstra support team.
Oh, Telstra support page. Oh, close it, ma'am. Close it, close
and
it.
And then it's got downloads on the right-hand side.
Yes. You can close it, ma'am. Close this page completely.
Yes. Okay, so we're back on the front page, which has got the two diamond-shaped things.
Yeah, leave it, ma'am. Now, you can do one thing. Once again, on the left-hand side bottom corner, where you can see a window symbol, click on the window symbol.
Yes.
Click on it.
Yes.
And after clicking on the window symbol, you can type in there, T4Tango.
Yes.
A for Alpha.
Yes.
And S for Sugar.
Yes.
And K for Kilo.
Okay.
And what come up on your screen, ma'am?
It says programs.
Oh, can you see there is an option over there, Task Manager?
Yes. Task schedule. Task bar.
No. Task Manager, ma'am. Task Manager. At the very top, if you want, ma'am, you can type complete task manager, type completely task manager so that you will get an option over there, task manager.
Yeah, all right.
Sorry?
I'm doing it now.
Yes.
Yes.
Can you see there is an option over there, task manager? Open that task manager, please.
Going back to the. Is it joined together? Have I spelled it wrong?
No problem. You can. TASK. Type again T for Tango, A for Alpha.
Yes.
S for Sugar. At the very bottom where you can see a search type here to search, you can type in there, okay? T for Tango, A for Alpha, S for Sugar,
yes.
K for Kilo.
Yes, got it. And manager.
Yeah, manager.
M-I-N?
Yes.
M-I-N-G-E-R?
No, M-A-N-A-G-E-R. You must have an option over there, Tax Manager, ma'am.
Okay, I've got it. Just a minute. Just a minute.
Okay, all right. Can you see there is an option come up, Tax Manager?
Yes.
Click on the task manager, ma'am. At the very top, you will get an option over there.
Yes.
Task manager, click on it. And
yes.
When you click on it, ma'am, have a look on the left-hand side top corner. You will get an option over there. Processes, performance, app history, startup users. You can click on the performance tab, ma'am. Click on performance. On the left-hand side, extremely top. Left-hand side, extremely top, you will see processes.
Yes.
Performance,
all right.
Yeah, when you click on performance, you will get a CPU graph. On the left-hand side, you will see there is four options, CPU, memory, disk, Ethernet. You can select Ethernet, ma'am. Click on Ethernet.
Yes.
Click on Ethernet, ma'am.
I've got it. Yes, I am.
Got it?
Ethernet's on.
Yeah, Ethernet. And when you click on Ethernet, you will see there is an Ethernet graph come up on your screen, right? Great. All right. The graph is moving, ma'am, or it is stable?
No, not stable yet.
It is moving?
Yes.
Lovely. And by the way, ma'am, the graph is moving faster or it is moving slowly, slowly?
Moving slowly, slowly. Still waiting.
See, ma'am, the services which I was trying to activate, ma'am, it is working very, very slow just because of your internet, ma'am.
It's do you remember? The memory is less.
Your memory is flat, right? Let me tell you, ma'am, do you remember I have shown you all the services of your router which are getting stopped by the hacker? So by the help of this Ethernet, ma'am, our server is activating all the services which are getting stopped by the hacker. And why it is working very, very slow, let me tell you. Actually, while we are monitoring your internet line, we have been found that there are so many hacking files are running inside it. So I'm going to show you that what are the hacking files I'm talking about. All right, you can do one thing.
I can't. I've got to go soon. I'm hoping it's finished in a minute.
Okay, all right. let me check that, ma'am, from my side as well. You can do one thing. You can close this task manager, please. Close it.
It's going to 120. Still up to 100. Okay, I've closed it.
Close it.
Mm.
And you can click on the start again, Windows. And this time you can type in there event, E-V-E-N-T. E-V-E-N-T.
Yes.
Then at the very top, you will get an option with your event viewer at the very top. Can you see that, ma'am?
No, it hasn't come up yet.
Oh, you can type again, ma'am. Event. Type again. When you type, ma'am, have a look at the very top.
Oh, yes. And event viewer?
Yeah, open that, ma'am. Open that. Event viewer is the recorder of your internet modem. Whatever the illegal files or illegal things are running in your system, event viewer save all those data and information. And when you open it, ma'am, after that you will get an event viewer window. In that window, have a look at the very top. At the very top, you will get an option over there, event viewer local, left hand side top.
Yes, no problem.
And below that, what are the options come up, ma'am? Below
customer
that.
View, customer view, window logs, application service logs, and subscriptions.
Click on custom views, ma'am. Click on custom views.
Yes.
And when you click on custom views, have a look at the very middle. At the very middle, what come up on your screen?
Customer views, name and description.
Okay. And below that, ma'am?
Nothing else. We've got actions on the right-hand side.
Okay. Click on Windows log.
On to what?
Click on Windows log, ma'am, on the left-hand side.
Yes.
And after that, click on Custom Views again. And then
there's
you click on...
It's got Customer Views, Action. Is that what you want?
No. I think, ma'am, it is loading. Let it be load. Okay. Your internet is working very, very slow. Let it be load, ma'am. Try to re-click on custom views. Re-click on custom views, ma'am.
I have. Then it comes up with window logs, application security setup system.
Click on security, ma'am. Click on security.
Okay. It's coming up.
Coming up, right?
Yeah. So you've got your audit, your keywords.
Yes. And hold on, ma'am. I think it is loading. Let it be load, ma'am. Let it be load. Your internet is working very, very slow. Let it be load.
And then it's gone on to the X, which says event.
Click on the X, ma'am.
Yes.
And
okay.
after clicking on the X, you will see there is list of audit, right? Audit. And there is a lock symbol and the key symbol as well, right?
Yes.
Lock and key symbol. All right. Let me tell you about this audit, ma'am. What are this audit? Actually, this audit is the hacking files. this audit is the hacking file, and by the help of this audit, the hacker is trying to hack all your personal data and personal information out. And you know what, ma'am? Whenever the hacker is trying to hack your personal data and personal information out, this audit is automatically generated in your system. And if you see at the very top middle, have a look at the very top middle. Can you see number of events?
What is it?
Can you see number of events? At the very top middle.
Yeah, event viewer.
No,
customer
have a look at
viewer and then no, it's got logs.
Have a look at the very top middle, ma'am. At the very top middle, you will see number of events.
Yes.
Yeah, could you please tell me how many events you can see, ma'am?
32901, so that's 3200.
Oh my God, it means, ma'am, more than 32,000 hacking files are running inside it. Goodness. And you know what, ma'am, these are not viruses, because you can protect your computer from viruses to your antivirus. But these are online infections which is generated by the hacker, and it's keep on corrupting your software parts of the computer. So what we need to do is, ma'am, we need to go ahead and remove all these hacking files from your system which allow to hacker to get inside it. And also we need to start all the services which are getting stopped by the hacker. You can do one thing, you can click on the custom views again. Custom views. And this time you can close this event viewer, ma'am. Close it.
Close the what?
Close this page, ma'am. Close this page.
All of it?
Yeah. And after that, ma'am, click on this start again. Click on the window.
I've got things to do.
Yeah, you can type in there C for Charlie.
Start again.
No, not start again. You can type C for Charlie.
Okay.
M for mother.
Yes.
And D for Delta.
Yes.
Then at the very top, ma'am, you will get an option over there in black color, CMD. You can click on it, CMD.
Okay. Yes.
When you click on it, you will get a black window. Let
me
tell you.
Black window.
All right, let me tell you about this black window. This black window is the brain of your internet system, and by the help of this black window, you can check all of your information is secure or not, and also you can activate a security as well. Inside the black window, can you see there is a little cursor is blinking?
Yes.
You can type in there CD dot dot.
CD.
Yes, dot dot.
Okay.
And after that, it will drop you down. You can type again, CD dot dot.
Got Windows.
Yeah, type again, CD dot
okay.
dot.
Okay.
And after that, ma'am, it will drop you down again. You can type in there, T for Tango.
Okay.
R for Romeo. E for England.
Yes.
And E for England again.
Yep.
Then press enter after that, ma'am. Press enter. From your keyboard, press enter. And after pressing enter, like it is a started scanning. Oh, lovely. Let it be scanned, ma'am. Let it be scanned. Once the scan will get a stop, you will get a feedback. You will get a message. And once you will get any message, ma'am, please do let me know, okay?
Okay. My husband just got out of hospital, and that's why I'm in a hurry.
Oh, okay. All right. I will try to make it as soon as possible, ma'am, because this is a hacking thing going on. So I understand, madam, but this is a very high time for your internet, so let me...
Okay, it says, welcome to Telstra, secure our server. What to do, what? Wait, I said, what do you want?
Oh, all right. Congratulations, ma'am. It means you are successfully connected to our Telstra secure server. We have designed such a robotic machine which can help you to protect your information safe and secure. And also you can activate a security as well. Now, our Telstra secure server will ask you, what do you want? You can do one thing, you can type in there, I want to check my, type at the very bottom, I want to check my, and make sure, ma'am, like you need to type over there, like as you are chatting with someone, okay? You need to leave a space between every word. I want to check my.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, do it like you are chatting, right? If you made any mistake, ma'am, you can start from the beginning. All right.
Okay.
Yep. You can type, I want to check my. And you told me, ma'am, that you do emails over the internet, right?
Yes.
So let's start from your email. We are going to check your email first, that your email is secure or not. So you need to type, I want to check my email is secure. Email is secure.
S-E-C-U-R-E,
right?
Yes, okay.
Then you can press enter after that, ma'am. Press enter.
No, I haven't left it.
Email is secure, then press enter after that, okay?
Does it have it's URI, isn't it? URI.
Yes.
Okay.
Then I'll press
Okay.
And after pressing enter, don't touch anything, ma'am, so that our server is going to scan, all right? Once you will press enter, ma'am, what do you see after that? Let me know.
Okay.
The scan is going on. Yes, ma'am?
Yes. Hold on. Still going.
Oh, it is started scanning? Lovely. It means, ma'am, it is checking that your email is secure or not, okay? It is checking. And
okay.
Once the scan will get a stop, ma'am, you will get a message. You will get a status of your email. And if you see any changes in the color of the black window, please do let me know, because color is matter, okay?
Okay, it stopped. And it's gone.
Have you got any status, ma'am? Any status?
Oh, hold on. Start it again.
Or let it be scanned completely, ma'am. Let it be scanned.
It's in red now. Before it was just in black and white.
Okay, it is running in red. Okay, all right. And have you got any status, ma'am?
Yes, it's just 3 hackers are found in your email.
Okay.
Log to activate firewall security.
Firewall security. All right. See, ma'am, I told you that the hacker is using your internet line. Now, our Telstra secure server is successfully checked that apart from you, 3 hackers are found in your email. It means, ma'am, somehow these 3 hackers, they have got your email ID and your email password, and they are trying to log in into your email from their computer from the different location. And I think they are trying to steal some important information from your email. Okay, no problem, ma'am. Now, our server is telling you login to activate firewall security. So you can do one thing. You can minimize this black window first of all. Click on the minus sign and minimize it. And after that, how you normally log in into your email, you can try to log in and check whether your email is working or it is locked.
No, it was working before.
You can try to log in and check, ma'am, because right now our service checked that security, like 3 hackers are found inside it. You can try to log in right away right now and check whether it is working or not working.
Okay, so Microsoft is no longer supporting on this version of Windows. It takes a while to open.
Okay, right. Let it be open, ma'am. Let it be open.
Because I've got a visitor, so...
Sorry?
How long will this take?
It depends to our server, ma'am. Just because your internet is working very, very slow, due to that reason, your like the security which I was trying to activate is also working very slow.
And can I ring you back? Can you ring me back?
At what time?
In a couple of hours.
Oh my God! It will be too late, ma'am. Give me some time, ma'am, so that I can complete my security.
Okay. Yes, it's up and running.
Your email is open.
Yes.
Could you please try to scroll it up and scroll it down? Check whether it is moving, ma'am, or it is frozen.
It's rolling up and down.
Up
I've
and
got
down.
A lot in the inbox. That's the only thing.
Okay. And could you please check, have you received any junk or any spam email?
No.
No junk, no spam. Lovely. Let me tell you, ma'am.
There is one. Payment confirmation from... that's something else.
I haven't. All right. Let me tell you, ma'am. In future, if you are going to receive any junk or any spam email, simply ignore it or delete it. Don't try to respond it.
Okay.
Right? Because you know what, ma'am? What happened whenever our customer is responding any junk or any spam email, at the same time, that email will allow the hacker to get into your email as well. So make sure if you will get any unnecessary email, simply ignore it or delete it. All right?
What about the black box? Do I delete that?
No. You can do one thing. First of all, close your email. Close your email.
Yes.
And after that, ma'am, you need to open the black window.
Yes.
And type in the black window, I have checked my email. Type in there. Yes. I have checked my email. And I want to activate. And I want to activate. Firewall security. And after that, press enter, ma'am, okay? Press enter.
Firewall activity.
Security, ma'am. Security.
Security.
Yes.
Okay.
Then press enter, ma'am. Press enter after that.
Oh, hold on.
Did you press enter?
No, I have to do security again.
No problem, madam. It will automatically get correct, all right? No problem.
Yes.
All right. Let it be scanned, ma'am, all right? Let it be scanned.
Yes.
Don't touch anything while the service is activating. Don't touch anything, all right?
Oh, so it does not recognize. Okay, scanning.
Right.
It's scanning.
Oh, lovely, lovely. It means, ma'am, it is activating a firewall security in order to block all the three hackers who have got the access of your email account, okay? And once the scan will get stopped, again, you will get a status. You will get a feedback. And if you see any changes in the color of the black window, please do let me know, because color is matter, okay?
Yes.
Let it be scanned, please.
Okay, it's green now.
This is green, lovely. This is a very good sign, ma'am. And have you got any status, ma'am?
Yes, it's just fine. Security is being installed into your email.
Congratulations, ma'am. It means firewall security is installing right now in your email. And once it will be successfully installed into your email, all of the three hackers will block from your email account. It means, ma'am, if in future, if the hacker wants to log in into your email from their computer from the different location, Our firewall will block them. They are not able to log in into your email without your permission. Okay?
Okay.
So congratulations.
Well, I want to leave it now.
No, no, right.
Thank you.
Hold on, ma'am. Right now, yes, we are activating a security firewall because you never had firewall security. That is the reason the hackers are found into your email. Now, your email is secure at the moment. Apart from you, no one can misuse your email. Now, apart from your email, ma'am, what do you want to check which is very important for you? Again, you need to type, I want to check my. Again,
no, no, that's it. That's it for the moment.
Sorry?
That's it for the moment.
No, no, our server is ready in order to activate firewall. So, you need to type again, I want to check my. Type again. This is the procedure, ma'am, how we can provide complete security. I want to check my. Now, apart from your email, what do you want to check which is very important for you, ma'am? Like, which you do basically?
For Windows.
First of all, you can type, I want to check my.
Windows?
No, no, like which you do basically over the internet, like apart from your email, what do you want to check which is very important for you, like shopping, Facebook, banking, which is very
important? Nothing at the moment.
Nothing at the moment?
Yes.
So, like basically what do you do over the internet, ma'am, basically?
I play games, I do like work, from, you know.
Apart from that, do you do online shopping sometime?
No.
Do you do online banking?
I do, but I don't want to do that.
You need to check, ma'am, whether it is fine or not.
I can check that.
You need to check, ma'am, whether it is working, like the hackers are found inside it or not. Check it.
No, they tell me there's a hacker.
Check it, ma'am.
No, thank you.
Sorry?
No, thank you.
You need to check, ma'am, because our server is ready in order to activate a security, all right?
No, I don't want to check my bank.
Ma'am, you need to check, ma'am, whether the hackers are found inside it or not, all right? I'm not telling you that you have to give me some details. No, you need to check from your side, ma'am. Check from your side.
No, it's all right. Thank you anyway.
Sorry?
No, thank you.
Why, ma'am, is there any problem?
No, I just don't want to open my bank account.
No, you don't need to open up your bank account, ma'am. No. Why should you open it? You need to check. You need to type in there. I want to check my. Type in there. I want to check my. Online banking, because you do online banking, so you can type my online banking is secure. Once you're done, ma'am, let me know. And you do banking with one bank, ma'am, or more than one bank? You need to mention the name of your bank as well. My online bankings, then you need to mention the name of your bank. Then type is secure. And once you're done, ma'am, let me know, okay? Have you done, ma'am?
Just a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, once you're done, ma'am, then you can press enter so that our server is going to check whether your online banking is secure or not. And once you press enter, ma'am, leave everything so that our server is going to scan your online banking things, security things. And once you will get any status, ma'am, please do let me know, okay?
It's green.
Explain
update your virus protection. It's on the bottom. BioWare protection is out of date.
Okay, all right. I think, ma'am, the antivirus or the security which you use normally, that is expired, right?
Mm.
That is the reason, ma'am, the hackers are found inside it.
Okay.
Ma'am, you don't need to take it easy, ma'am. All right. You know what, ma'am, for your kind information, from last couple of months, ma'am, in your locality, more than 3,000 customers are facing this problem, ma'am. They are also become a victim of the same problem. And just because of this, ma'am, some of our customers are losing their money from their account, ma'am. All right.
All right. It's finished. It's green print and it's got WinSX. Oh, it's going again.
Oh, let it be scanned, ma'am. Let it be scanned completely.
Okay, it's gone to red.
Oh, my God. Red color is the sign of the danger. And have you got any status, ma'am?
Five hackers are found in your online bank line. Links lodged. To activate the firewall security.
Firewall security again? I think, ma'am, you never had firewall security into your computer. Due to that reason, the hacker got the loophole from your router, and they are trying to stop all the services, and they are trying to hacking all of your information, which you do basically. Three hackers was found into your email. Now, this time, five hackers are found into your online bank line links. It means, ma'am, whenever you are trying to go into your banking, at the same time, the hacker got the links of your bank link, and they are trying to get the access of it. Okay, no problem. Now, our server is telling you login to activate firewall security. So you can do one thing, you can minimize this black window first of all. Click on the minus sign and minimize it.
Alright. Just now?
Minimize it, ma'am.
Yes, I have.
And after that, ma'am, how you normally log in into your banking, you can try to log in and check whether it is working or not. How you normally
log in? I don't want to do that. I know it's working.
No, no. Right now, our server is ready in order to activate security, ma'am. You need to do it right away, right now, so that our server is going to activate firewall. Because already, ma'am, the antivirus security which you used normally, that is expired already.
No. Look, I get, if I have any money taken out, they ring me from Adelaide to let me know.
No, they're not trying to take out any money, ma'am, from your account. If the hacker is trying to do that, let me tell you, if the hacker is trying to take out your money from your account, then you will get suspicious that there is something went wrong. Actually, they are not trying to take out your money, ma'am. They are accessing your banking links from their system, madam. All right. You can first of all try to log in and check whether it is working or not working. Try to log in.
No, I know. Look, I know they're both working.
Ma'am, you know that both working, so our server is going to check your banking link security is working or not. Security things and your information is a different thing, ma'am. How you normally log in into that, you can log in so that our server is going to activate a firewall. Right. This is the procedure, ma'am. And once we're done, ma'am, please do let me know. Right. And already, madam, the internet speed which you are supposed to get, that is not, like, working properly. Just because all of the hacker, they are accessing your internet line from the different locations. So, all of the speed is getting divided by them. All right, who are accessing your lines. Have you done, ma'am?
No, not yet.
Okay, all right. Once we're done, ma'am, let me know, please.
Yes, National Australia Bank.
Don't tell me any of your details, ma'am. Do it from your side. Because we're not allowed to ask any of your details. Don't tell me. You just simply do it from your... Yes.
Okay.
While login... While logging into your banking, you can do not point out any of your information because this call is recorded for quality and training purpose and we are not allowed to ask you anything. You need to simply log in and check whether it is working or not. Once you are done, let me know. Have you done, ma'am?
No, it's still loading.
Oh, still loading, madam. Okay, all right.
Yes, I can log in.
Yes, yes. You can. How you normally log in, ma'am? You can try to do that.
It says register or log in.
Log in, ma'am. Don't need to register because you have already registered for it.
Yeah, I know, but I just don't want to log in. Yes, it's got its browser correct.
Regularly, ma'am, you are getting this much of a speed, ma'am, or today, like, this is happening, like...
all the time, all the time.
Oh.
The loading takes a while.
You know, I can see in my system, ma'am, there is nothing wrong in your computer. Your
okay,
computer...
it's responding. You can wait. Okay, all right. I'm going to let it go.
Click on wait, ma'am. Click on wait. And let me tell you, ma'am, I can see in my system, ma'am, there is nothing wrong in your computer. Your computer is absolutely fine. There is a problem into your networking lines, ma'am.
Okay.
What do you
something
see,
ma'am? Went wrong. We have a problem loading the wrong screen.
Okay, all right, see, ma'am. I told you, ma'am, that we are working on it. You can do one thing, ma'am. Go back to the previous page. Go back to the previous page.
Yes. I've gone on to the desktop page.
No, no, I'm not talking about your desktop page. I'm talking about the previous page of your bank, ma'am. Okay,
but
no problem.
I'm spending all my afternoon here.
I can understand, ma'am, but this is all about your information, ma'am. This is all about your
but
safety
you
and security.
Warned me. You could have warned me it was a couple of hours.
I don't want you, madam. I'm just providing your security. You can do one thing. You can try to log in into your another bank, ma'am. Try to log in into another one. And why it is taking a lot of time, ma'am? Just because of your poor internet lines, ma'am. I don't know why it is working like so slowly. I don't know. You can try to log in into your other bank, ma'am, and let me know like whether it is working or not. Done.
Okay, I'm loading. It's loading.
Okay, okay. Do it slowly, slowly, ma'am, all right? Don't make hurry. Do it slowly, slowly, just because your internet is working slow. So don't make it quick, ma'am. Do it slowly, slowly, otherwise the page has got crashed.
Loading.
It's loading. You can try to put your ID and password and check whether it is working or not.
No. I know it's working.
It is, ma'am. Right now, you need to check, ma'am, like whether your banking security is working or it is getting stopped. Right?
No, it's working. It would tell me.
Are you logged in, madam?
Yes, it was asking for my security number and other, and I don't want to do that.
Ma'am, you need to do it from your side. Don't tell me anything, all right? You need to do it from your side. This is the procedure how we can activate a firewall. Don't take it easy. Firewall is a like a good software in order to protect your information safe and secure. Do it very carefully, ma'am. Make sure do it very carefully because this is all about security things. Have you done, ma'am?
It's loading.
Oh, still loading. Okay, all right. Once you logged in, ma'am, you need to check all of your account is okay or not, okay? Once you're logged in, you can check everything is okay or not. And you need so that our server is going to activate a firewall. Have you done, ma'am?
This one is loading.
Okay, all right. Let it be load, ma'am. Let it be load. Give it to me, madam. All right, you can do it from your side, everything. All right, you don't need to tell me.
It's not opening. Just give me a fraud alert.
Yeah. Like right now, we are activating a firewall. So, like, it will give you a fraud alert. All right. So, like, you, like, when you log in into your banking, you put your security number, you generate your security key. Yeah, you need to do it at the same way, ma'am. How you regularly do that, do it in the same way. All right.
It's not opening. It won't open. It's got a little circle and a line through it.
And you have put in your, like, secure key?
It's already there.
It's already there. And when you put your secure key, like, can you see there is an option over there, login, submit, like this?
No. It's just got fraud alert, which has never been written on it before.
Yeah, right. I told you, ma'am, we are activating a security. That
is
the reason.
Yes, it's open now. It's open.
Okay, all right.
Everything's all correct.
Your banking is open?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Hold on, ma'am. Let me check the security is not working. Like, why it is, like, your banking security is stopped or not, all right? Hold on. Don't touch anything. Hold on. Let me just check from my side as well. You know what, ma'am, like in every banks, madam, like whoever is doing online banking things, in every banks, there is a total 650 security, banking, online banking security, all right, in every bank, right? So right now, I'm going to check how much security is running or how much is getting stopped, like in 650.
I'm going to close my banking details.
No, don't close right now. Let me check your security things first, all right? Just hold on. Let me just check. Once I will check the security is working, ma'am, then I will already, like, I will let you know that you have to close it on. You can do one thing, ma'am. You can try to scroll it up and scroll it down. Check whether it is moving or it is frozen.
Yes, it's moving.
It's moving. Okay, all right. Then you can close your banking page, please, ma'am. Close it. If everything is fine, ma'am, then you can close it, please.
Yep.
And after that, ma'am, you can do one thing. You can try to open up your other bank right away, right?
No.
Like, which you was trying to open that. At that point, it is not working, right? So try to open up right now.
Look, that's my husband's, and he wouldn't appreciate me opening it.
You need to just check, ma'am. That's your husband, but you know how to log in into that, right? So you can check on behalf of him. You can check that his account is okay or not, because if that is your husband account, ma'am, so it means that is your account. Once you are done, ma'am, let me know. Have you done, ma'am?
Yes. Okay. It's just loading.
Oh, okay, all right. Is working?
Still loading.
Okay, alright.
Okay, I want you to wait.
Click on wait. By the way, ma'am, which browser you're using? Like, you're using Google Chrome, Firefox, Microsoft Edge?
The internet. The internet banking.
Internet Explorer?
Yes.
Oh, you don't use Google Chrome?
No.
Okay, all right, no problem, ma'am.
Oh, I do use it, but not for banking.
Oh, okay, all right. You know what, ma'am? Google Chrome is the safest and fastest browser. All right, no problem, madam. Once I will complete my security work, then I will install a Google Chrome for you, so that might be your internet speed will get boosted up from there, might be, because Internet Explorer is the very old browser, madam. At the first time when Microsoft Windows operate a computer and internet, like from that point of time, Internet Explorer is inbuilt in every computer. Right, so if you use Google Chrome, Firefox, that will help you to browse your internet faster than before, okay?
Okay, it's not coming up.
Not coming up? You can reload this page, ma'am, reload it. You know what, ma'am? Today you are my fifth customer, but I can see the major problem going on with you. My last four customer was they also faced this kind of problem, but their speed is not like.
Okay,
this.
It's not coming up. I'll beat it again. It's not coming up.
I think it is loading. I think it is loading, ma'am. Let it be loaded.
The ID and the password. Okay. Yep.
then, ma'am?
Logging in?
If you need help, ma'am, please let me know, okay? Did you face any problems, ma'am?
No.
Okay, all right. If you need my help, ask me, please.
Oh, it just wants me to reset the password, and I can't remember it.
I think, ma'am, you have put in your wrong password all the time. That is the reason our server is telling you that you have to reset your password. What do you see on your screen?
I'm just going to reset the password.
Oh, do you know how to reset it?
Yes.
Okay, great then. If you know, ma'am, you can do it from your side. If you need my help, ma'am, please let me know.
Just 1 minute more to resend it on my phone. I'll have a look.
Okay. Okay. Are you facing some problem?
No.
Okay. Ma'am, if you need my help, please let me know, because I'm here for you. What do you see on your screen?
Just a minute. I'm having trouble just getting the number up.
You can tell me, ma'am, so that I can guide you. All right, I'm here for you. What do you see on your screen? Tell me, please.
I'm just typing my numbers in.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
There's an error. You must create an internet banking password.
Okay, yes. After that, ma'am, you will get a security code, 6-digit security code. You can put the security code first. And when you put the security code, below that it will ask you for the password, new password. Now below that, you will see it will ask you for the password. You can put your new password. And when you put the password, ma'am, you will see there is a little I symbol over there. You need to click on the I symbol and check what the password you have put in. Click on the I symbol and check. You have put in. And below that, ma'am, it will ask you to put the password again. Re-enter your password. Have you done?
Yes. Oh. Hold on. Okay.
Then below that, you will see there is an option over there. Next or submit. Below that, click on submit.
Yep.
Now what do you see?
Update password.
Oh, no, don't update it, ma'am. Click on no thanks. Click on no thanks.
Yep.
I think, ma'am, you have put in a wrong things. All right. Now hold on. Now our server is going to do it on behalf of you. All right.
I'll do it. Thank you.
First of all, put your security code, ma'am. Put your security code, 6-digit.
No, it just asked me to reset the password.
Yeah, first of all, put the security code which you have got by SMS. Put the security code first.
From where?
Put the security code, ma'am, 6-digit number which you have received in your mobile. Put that number first.
Can you see what I'm doing, can you?
No, we are not allowed to take a control of that, ma'am. All right? Have you done?
No, just a minute.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You're not, taking a help from me, madam. You are doing by your own side. I told you I'm here for you. You need to tell me so that I can guide you, ma'am. All right. First of all, put your security code number, whatever you have got in your mobile. Got it?
Now creating my password.
Yeah, you need to put your password which you remember, all right? And make sure the password should be case sensitive, all right? And first of all, put your security code, ma'am. Security code, 6-digit security code. Can you hear me?
Yes, I did it. Can you wait, please?
Okay.
Oh.
And when you put the security code, below that, you will get a create password option. You can click on create password box. And you need to put your password, ma'am. First of all, put the password.
They've given me a different one.
No, you did, ma'am. You need to, ma'am, listen to me. Listen to me, please. Hold on. In the create password box, you need to put your memorable word, madam, like your name and number, like this. All right. First of all, delete the password. Delete the password. Should I provide you the password, madam? Secure password?
No.
Okay.
You shouldn't know my password.
No, I'm not, ma'am. If you want, ma'am, I will generate it for you, all right?
I'll create one.
Okay, you need to put the memorable word, madam, all right? So that you can remember all the time, all right?
Okay, yep.
Put your memorable word. And when you put the password, ma'am, you will get a little I symbol. You can click on the I symbol so that you can check what is the password you have typed. All right?
All right. Yes.
Got it? Now, you need to re-enter the same password, all right? Re-enter the same password.
Yes.
and you need to check this time again whether you have put in the right, like, same password or a different.
Okay. Yep, that's right.
Click on, after that, submit it, ma'am. Below that, you will get an option over there, submit. Click on submit.
They want me to do it again. They need help.
Oh, okay. You, ma'am, actually, ma'am, you, like you are making these things very complicated. You can do one thing. You can leave everything as it is, madam. Don't touch your computer. No.
Yes.
One of our senior security officer is on the floor. He wants to talk to you, because as this is a hacking issue going on, so our senior officer is here. He wants to talk to you. You can stay on the line. I'm going to transfer this call to our national crime security officer. Then after, he will let you know what you have to do. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Stay on the line, please. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. Very good afternoon. This is John Williams, and I work for the National Crime Authority. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Sounds lovely. I do believe you was speaking to one of my colleagues, right?
Yes.
And he was trying to re-register your account. Am I right? But I heard that you are not following him and you are not listening to him, and that's the reason you are not able to complete this procedure. So please follow our instruction, otherwise your online banking will be locked, madam. Okay? And we don't want to lock your account. Please try to understand. Okay?
Okay.
So could you please? Yeah, go on.
Sorry, resetting the password.
Okay, just hold on. Where is your mobile phone right now?
Right beside me.
Okay, just check which is which one is the latest message you have got from NAB. Check it, please.
It's a password reset.
Check the time. Check the time. At what time you got it?
About 3:17.
Okay. Do one thing, delete all the messages which you have received from NAB. Delete it, please. Have you done? Have you done? Have you deleted all the message?
Yes.
Okay. Now we are going to send you another message. Just check your mobile. You will get another message. The new message. Got it? Open that message, you will get a code number. Put that security code on your computer screen where it is asking you for security code, okay? First of all, read that message to me. I think you are making a mistake. Read the message.
It says, don't share any code with anyone, including NAB. Your security card code is, and it tells me from.
Yeah, you need
internet.
To put that security code. Put that in. Put that in. Have you done?
Yes. Then it says resend.
No, don't touch anything now. The server will perform, okay? It will generate automatically, okay? Don't touch anything. Leave the control, please. Check the security code. Have you put in the correct security code?
Yes.
Check it, please.
Yes. Correct.
All right. Now just wait. Do not touch anything, okay? Our server is going to perform. Now, what do you see?
Log in to the internet. Thank you.
Okay, hold on. Now what do you see?
Update your password. Is update? Oh, no, thank you.
Just wait. As you can see, your internet is very, very slow, right, madam?
Yes.
Yeah, because most of the major security and the services of your internet are got corrupted by the online hacker.
All right, so it's doing the same thing as what it did before.
Just hold on. Hold on, madam. Okay. We will boost up the speed of your internet as well, okay? Just wait.
This has gone on far too long.
I understand. Actually, most of the major security, like 80% security of your internet, are got corrupted, and we are providing you a firewall, and we are restarting all those services because it should be running 24/7 into your system. Okay.
All right. So stop the ID and password.
Yeah. You need to put your ID. Don't put the password. Put your NAB ID.
Let's come up with it. Yep.
Okay. Hold on. Do not touch anything now. Don't touch anything.
Okay.
Leave the control. The server is going to perform right now. Once you will check your account, I'm going to show you the picture of the hacker which we have found inside your internet line, inside your email account, and who got the access of your online banking. I'm going to show you every picture, okay?
Yes.
I'm going to show you the picture of the hacker. You need to recognize him whether you know him or not, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, just wait, please.
Okay, your session has timed out due to inactivity. You will need to log in and log out again.
Okay, all right. The check your NAB ID is correct? Your NAB ID is correct, madam?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Just because it is working slow, that's the reason it has got logged out automatically.
Now.
Can you see your account?
No, not yet.
It will come up, ma'am. Yeah, it is still loading. It will come up. Don't touch anything, please. Don't touch anything. Without my permission, don't touch anything. Otherwise, the security will get stuck, which we are providing you. As you can see, it is working very slow.
Okay. It's all working.
All working?
Yep. Your details are updated.
All right, okay. Okay, just hold on. Do not touch anything. Hold on. Don't touch anything, please. Now, this is your account, am I right, madam?
Yes.
Okay, this is your account or your husband's account?
It's my husband's, but I've put it in my name.
Okay, all right, that's great. Now, just check your transaction, everything is okay, your balance and the transaction. Check it, please.
Yes. It's all good. It's
Yeah, hold on. Don't touch anything, please, ma'am. Why I'm telling you to check it, ma'am, because of your safety and security. So have patience, please, okay?
Yes, it's all good.
Okay, hold on. Don't touch anything. The server is going to perform right now. Could you please let me know where is your modem right now?
It's underneath the desk.
Okay, all right. Now you do one thing, log off from this account, madam. Please log off, okay? Log out. Have you done?
Yes. Okay.
Now, I'm going to show you the picture of the hacker which we have found. Why I'm going to show you the picture, let me remind you, I believe my colleague has already explained you the reason of this call, am I right?
Yes, I've got five
hackers who are trying to hack your entire system. They got the access of your internet line, and through the internet, they are trying to sneak inside a computer. And whatever the online activities you are doing in your computer, like email, Facebook, shopping, banking, they are trying to hack all your personal information and your personal data. And if they will misuse any of your details for any illegal activities, then you might face some legal problem in future. Am I right, madam?
All right.
This is why we are providing you a complete firewall security in order to block all these hackers, and it is going to protect all your information as well, like your email account, shopping, and banking, everything. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right. Now, I'm going to show you the picture. You need to recognize him, whether you know him or not. What do you see right on your screen?
Edge.
Okay. Hold on, please. Type in the Google in the search panel, search the web. Type the Google.
Yep.
Search for it.
Speed test?
No, only Google.
Yep.
Search for it. Press enter.
It's got American Technology Company. Or just Google Documents.
Hold on. Don't touch anything. Hold on. Leave the control. Now you will get a Google search engine on your screen.
Okay.
Got it?
Yes.
Now type in the Google search where the cursor is flashing. Just type in the G for golf.
Yes.
E for echo.
Yes.
E for echo again. K for kilo.
Yep.
T for tango.
Yep.
Y for Yankee.
Yep.
Can you see in the recommendation Geek Typer? Click on that, Geek Typer, the first option. Click on it.
It's got Geek T-Y. Yep.
Geek Typer, yeah, click on it. And once you click on it, just wait, please.
Then SCP?
Yeah, give a click on SCP. Click on that. And once you click on it, have a look on the right-hand side. Can you see the five green color folders?
Yes.
Give a click on the last folder, which is called All Script.
It's got also notes.
Yeah, no. Have a look right-hand side, madam. Right-hand side, not left. Right-hand side.
Yes.
Give a click on the last folder, which is called All Script, the last one. And once you click on it, so many folder will come up. Click on it.
Yes.
Now, give a click on the second line, second folder, Query DB. Second line, second folder, Query DB.
Yes, got it.
It will, yeah, click on it. It will show you a picture of a man.
All right.
Do you know this man? He looked like a Russian.
No.
Do you know this man personally or physically?
No.
You never seen this man before?
No.
Actually, this man is the hacker which we have found inside your computer, madam. He got the access of your email account. He got the access of your online shopping and banking. Also, he got the access of your internet line as well. So might be you have noticed sometimes he is roaming outside your house just to connect your Wi-Fi on his mobile phone. Try to remember.
No, madam.
Okay.
Sorry.
Let me tell you, actually, this is the man which we are looking for, okay? He is the hacker, and he is trying to hack your entire system. And he got the access of your email, shopping website, and the banking website as well. And do you have any idea what exactly he is trying to do with your details?
No, I haven't got a clue.
Actually, he is trying to misuse your online banking for money laundering. Are you aware of that?
No, but I will find out.
Do you have any idea what his money laundering is?
He's trying to get the money.
Yeah, actually, he is very smart. He is not trying to take out your hard-earned money, ma'am, because if he will try to take out your hard-earned money, then you will get to know your money is missing and something is wrong with your account, correct? So what exactly he is trying to do, he is putting some black money into your account. Black money means like a drugs money and prostitution's money, okay?
Yes.
And by the help of your account, he is converting all that black money into white money. Then after that, he is transferring that money into his account. This is called money laundering. He is not paying taxes to our government. All right.
Yes.
And I believe you have not seen any unknown transaction in your banking statement, right?
No, I haven't.
So think logically, if he is doing a transaction for money laundering with your account, then why it is not showing in your statement? Because he is using a very highly advanced technology to remove those transactions from your statement. I will show you that, okay? Just wait. You just, apart from the NAB, do you have any another bank?
No. The Google. I did the Bendigo.
Okay, hold on. We will check it, okay? Why we are providing you a firewall, because we are blocking the hacker from your email, shopping, and banking website, and he is going to remove from your internet as well. He won't be able to access your internet from anywhere. Okay?
All right. I'm going to go now.
Ma'am, you have to give me some moment because I need to complete the procedure, the
firewall. I haven't finished my lunch. Oh, my husband's just got out of hospital. Come on.
I understand. So give me only 10 minutes, ma'am. This is for your safety and security because I don't want you to lose any of your single penny. Okay? And let me tell you, we are not calling you only. In your locality, more than 2,000 customers are become a victim of same problem.
Well, I hope that you're telling the truth, because I'm going to ring up the Bendigo National and the National. Bendigo works from Adelaide, and I'll find out what's going on.
I understand, ma'am. Right now you are speaking to NCA, National Crime Authority, okay, and we are the cyber cops. And we are taking care of cyber crimes nowadays in our country. If you don't believe me, ma'am, you can have my employment ID, and I can give you our helpline number. You can call on that number and verify yourself, okay? So what do you see right now on your screen?
It says login. I'm not logging in again. I logged in for the other bloke, and I understand,
but you didn't check the payee list, because the hacker are using your account for money laundering. That means they are already added into your account. So we need to remove them from there. Please try to understand. Login, I will tell you what you have to do then. Have you done?
Nope.
You need to log in, ma'am. Put your details and click on login. Do you know how to log in?
Yes.
So please put your details.
When I press, you don't look. I can see the arrow. When you press,
ma'am, you need to first of all you need to put your access ID number.
No, I don't.
Okay, hold on.
It does it automatically.
Okay, all right, hold on. Just hold on, madam. Now, how you open your Bendigo, do it by yourself, ma'am. You have to keep patience, ma'am. It is working slow. Okay? Do it slowly. And tomorrow we will send the engineer as well for the checkup of your modem, okay? If he will find out that the major issue is going on, we will replace your modem. And if he will find out the problem is a minor one, then he will upgrade the security without changing your modem, okay?
I've got a new modem here.
Yeah, but as I told you, the hacker hacked your modem, and because of that, most of the major security is not working. All right?
Yep.
This is why I need to do a checkup of your modem as well.
Says here, fraud alert. Please alert any unsolicited SMS.
Yeah, actually, we send that fraud alert notification to every customer. Because, you know, nowadays so many scams going on in our country, and our customers
are
losing.
Okay, it's up.
It is up. Okay. Now, do you know, first of all, check your transaction. Is there any unknown transaction, whether you can see it or not? Check it, please.
I checked it before, business.
And do you know how to check your payee list?
No.
Okay, just wait. Don't touch anything. The server is going to show you. Okay, hold on.
Through the settings, is it?
Hold on, please. Don't touch anything. Leave the control, please. Where is your mobile phone right now? Where is your mobile phone right now?
Okay.
Okay, have you got a security token?
Yes, I have.
So for the security, ma'am, we are going to check the hackers are established in your account or not. We need to remove them. Okay. So generate the security code from your token and put in there and click on submit. This is the procedure. Have you done, ma'am? Generate the security to, code and put
in
the...
Just a minute. I have to get my glasses. I can't read it.
Okay. Have you done?
Yes, just a minute. I got it.
Put in there, please, otherwise it will get expired. After putting the code...
Just a minute. It just clicked off.
Click on submit after that. Submit. Okay, hold on. Do not touch anything. I'm going to show you how to check your payee list. You need to recognize whether you can see any unknown account in there or not. Okay? Now just check it, please. Hold on. Just why I'm telling you to check your account, because the hacker are using it for money laundering. So there is a possibility that they are established into your account and they are added into your payee list. If you will see any unknown account in there, we have to remove it from there. Okay? Now, here you can find your payee list. Can you see this? Who is this? Kevin Fulton.
That's my son.
And this one is Brandon. Sorry?
The plumber, the one that fixes my taps and things.
Okay, the plumber, okay. And is there any unknown account is added in there or not? Check it.
No.
Okay, all right. Just wait, please. That means he is hidden inside your account. We have to remove him.
Who?
The hacker's account, ma'am, who is using your account for money laundering.
Go ahead.
I have got his banking details, okay, in which he was trying to transfer the money from your account. I will give it to you. We have to remove it from your account because he is using a very highly advanced technology to hide himself inside your account so that you can't see, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just wait. And I believe you have checked your account details as well, like the transaction.
Yes.
You have not seen any unknown transaction over there, right?
Yeah, right. That's correct.
Okay, all right. Don't touch anything. Hold on. What do you see now on your screen?
It says use your account control. Do you want to
click on yes.
Program?
Click on yes.
Yeah, okay.
Because the security is installing, so it needs your authorization. So once you click on yes, what comes up?
Still my statement. I'll have to get. Can I close that?
No, don't close anything, okay? You can see your bank account, right?
Yes.
Okay, have you got any option over there, the new box, which says install or anything?
It says statement account. No, okay. That's it.
That's it, right?
Oh, the little arrows are gone.
Uh-huh.
The system, do you want the system on, the Windows system?
Yeah, what do you see? Tell me what, or read it back to me.
Well, it's, enlarge it? Okay.
Yeah.
It says, five hackers have been found, right? A fireball for, to
okay, access. Leave it. Hold on. Leave it, hold on.
Can I turn my bank statement off?
No, madam. Leave it. We are checking the hacker's information. Okay, hold on. You are connected with our secure server. Please hold on. Just wait, madam, okay? Sorry. Handy with pen and a paper, I'm giving you some security number which we have updated, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. We have updated 3 level of the security, madam. The first level is going to protect your internet line. And
yep.
The second level of the security is going to protect your devices, like your mobile phone, computer, whatever it is connected with the internet, okay?
Yes.
And the third level of the security is going to protect your modem, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now write down the internet protection security code number.
Okay. Go ahead.
7410.
Yep.
Now look on your computer, what do you see? Have you got any changes on your screen?
Nope.
Okay, leave it. So what is the first security code which you have written?
Oh, there's the Greek here. Tata.
No, leave it. I'm telling you, what is the first security code which you have written, ma'am, okay, which I have given you?
I put 7410.
Ma'am,
it's coming up with Antidesk version 7.1.
Okay, hold on, listen. Don't write down the number only. Write it down the complete sentence which I'm telling you. Internet protection security number. Write it down. Okay?
Yeah, internet security.
Protection. No, internet protection security number.
Okay, got that.
All right, okay. It should be 7410, okay?
Yes. Yeah. Now, can I close the bank?
No, don't touch. We are removing the hacker from there. Hold on. I have got the details. Now just see, I'm going to show you. the account which I'm talking about. You just put in there, I'm telling you, madam, okay? We have to remove it. What is it asking you for?
Name.
Put the name in, put the name in there, M for mother, in capital letter.
The capital letter?
Yeah, hold on, please. Hold on, let me check. Because these hackers are very smart. Each and every day, they change their account details so that no one can track them. No one can locate them where exactly they are located. Okay?
All right. Well, come on. Yep.
So we need to check this account is active right now or not. Okay. Our officers are again rechecking it. Hold on. Now write down the second level of the security name and security code, which is your device protection security number. Write it down. Device protection.
What, write it down on
a
piece of paper?
Yes. All device right. Protection security number.
Device security
number 8520. Okay, hold on. Now write down the final security which we are updating, okay? Your modem. Write down modem and online banking security number. Modem and online banking security number 9100.
Is that 2 0 or 3?
No, 2 0. 9 1 and 2 0. Okay?
Okay.
Now, have a look. Our server is performing on your screen.
Yes.
You're typing the name Manikant.
Yes.
Gayam. Okay? This is the
yes.
name of the hacker who is using your account for money laundering. Okay? And the BSB is 342250. If you want, you can write down in this information in a piece of paper for your safety.
Okay.
Have you written down all this information?
No, I'm not.
Okay, all right. Okay. Okay, this way.
I've got his, I've got the numbers and I'll just get his name.
Now, you need to, we are putting the security number which I have given you, the last one, 9100. This is
yes.
for your online banking, madam, okay? We are
yes,
securing
right.
your bank. So,
okay.
You do one thing, generate the security code from the token. Generate the security code from the token and
yes.
put in there and click on submit.
That's giving him the security number.
No, we are removing the hacker from your account, okay? You just put the security code, okay, which you need to generate from your security token and click on submit. Click on submit. Now, do not touch anything, please. Do not touch anything. Leave the control. Where is your router? Tell me, please.
It's under the desk.
Check which color light do you see on it?
Three green and one blue.
Okay, all right, hold on. And the green one is flashing?
No, nothing's flashing.
Nothing is...
The one up the top one. Yes, the one up the top.
Okay, all right, hold on. Congratulations, the hackers are removed from your Bendigo account, and now we are going to remove the hacker from your NAB as well. Okay? Now just wait, don't touch anything, okay? Wait. Let the server get ready. By the way, where is your husband?
He's here.
And basically what he does on the computer over the internet?
He's banking.
Only banking? He doesn't do anything else?
Might play cards or something on the, he might play a game.
All right. Now let me tell you, ma'am, the security which we are updating, okay, once it will start working, okay, then after that I can allow you to do any confidential thing like banking or shopping, not before that, okay, because it will be not secure.
Okay.
I need to remove the hacker completely from your internet and from your banking and from your shopping website. Then I will do a checkup. The security is started working or not. I will check it. Then after that, if everything will be safe and secure, then I can allow you to do online shopping or banking, not before that, ma'am. Okay? Because if you will...